The head of a U.S. congressional delegation visiting Libya says he thinks full diplomatic relations between Washington and Tripoli will be restored by the end of this year. Congressman Kurt Weldon says he and his colleagues are on a people-to-people mission to enhance mutual understanding between the two countries following Libya's decision to renounce weapons of mass destruction last December. Mr. Weldon is visiting Libya for the second time this year, and he and his six colleagues have been invited to address the Libyan People's Congress, which acts as the country's parliament, Tuesday in the town of Sirte. The Pennsylvania Republican says the purpose of his latest mission is to build on what he calls the positive words and deeds of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, who after decades of animosity between the two countries is seeking to build bridges to the United States.
We're not here to negotiate. We're not here to do anything on behalf of the White House. We're here to reinforce what's already been done.
Mr. Weldon's Democratic counterpart, Representative Solomon Ortiz of Texas, says he and the other legislators are stressing the need for Americans to get to know and understand what Libyans want as the two countries gradually increase their ties.
What we have to do first is to get to know each other better. And this is why we're here. And I think that these people are hungry for a relationship with the United States.
Since Libya gave up its quest for nuclear weapons and allowed U.S., British, and United Nations inspectors to dismantle its program, the Bush administration has lifted a ban on Americans traveling to Libya. It also advised American oil companies that they could begin to plan their return to Libya after an 18-year absence. And it invited Libya to open an interest section, one step below a full embassy, in Washington. Congressman Weldon, who is a prominent member of the House of Representatives Armed Services Committee, says the prime objective of U.S. policy toward Libya should be to show Libya that its continued cooperation with the weapons inspectors will lead to American support for a fresh relationship.
We have a door that's been opened by Colonel Gaddafi and the leadership of Libya to dismantle these weapons and to bring them out, and we've already done that, and it's been extremely positive. So we want to continue on that path.
Mr. Weldon says that as the two countries develop a new relationship, such issues as human rights and free and fair elections in Libya will be brought up in a bilateral dialogue. But he says the main issue now is to bring Libya back into the international community through arms control agreements. Roger Wilkerson, VOA News, Tripoli.